The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. There's plenty of room at the Hotel California.
You know something y'all really have going for you that no one's talked about? At Grand Canyon University, location.
Absolutely, I mean, yeah.
Y'all can get anywhere. You know, you're 20 minutes from everything, or less than 20 minutes from everything.
Right off of two major highways, yep.
One of the things I was pleasantly surprised about after the visit, we had lunch, walked around, looked at the hotel, came back, and on the way out, the manager working the front booth was a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Cockhill, who had worked for our family restaurant, Baby K's, for at least a decade.
You recognized each other?
Oh, and yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, he's your local bartender. He remembers everybody. Yeah, Jimmy's an amazing guy. You know, we've been really fortunate with some of the local full-time talent that we've brought in, that we've been able to kind of just nurture some of them. And Jimmy started with us as a bartender, and now he's one of our managers. And, you know, we've taken a lot of our students and brought them in with no experience as well, and kind of taught them the trade and the finer points of service and how to be a servant leader. And, you know, a lot of them have graduated into industry now, and we're watching their careers take off. And as a manager, that's really just one of the most rewarding things that I could really ask for.
How do you, you know, serving is not a real popular, nobody wants to serve. How do you instill that in your students that they
can serve?
Because that makes a difference in how you, whether you're having a hamburger somewhere or a really nice expensive dinner, if the waiter and your, you know, the staff is good.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference. The food actually tastes better, I think.
100% if it's served well, yeah. I mean, there's some beauty, right, in losing yourself and serving others for a little while. And that's not a really popular thing, you know, necessarily with younger generations. But, you know, I mean, I try to show my students that this industry has opened a lot of doors for me and make things possible to travel all over the world. And, you know, I'm kind of fancy pants. I like to be at the, you know, the really fancy places and have a nice time. And you know, when I paint that picture for my students, they say, okay, yeah, I can imagine living like that for sure. You know, if this career has taken me to Maui and Laguna Beach, and we've gotten to live in Aspen and some really, really amazing places over the years, and with some amazing companies, and really just the ability to serve others and lead others while serving others is really the talent that's taken me there.
And it's from a student's standpoint, trying to choose, you know, a path, there is quite a demand in the hotel industry, isn't there, and the restaurants?
There is so much demand. And, you know, the quality of students that GCU produces and the caliber and the type of student they attract, when I thought about putting those students into the hospitality industry, I knew they'd be so wildly successful that this was a can't-lose venture. And so it's proving to be that as well. We put these students who have, you know, good values and who are not afraid to serve others and who have been taught servant leadership into these organizations, and they're really just amazingly successful.
Off the top of your head, can you name some of the couple of most interesting places they've gone?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to get specifics, but just with privacy,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
But I mean, I've had a student who came to me and said, "Look, I really want to experience a cruise ship this summer." And I said, "Well, yeah, me too," you know. And but I said, "Yeah, well, let's get you onto a cruise ship." She did an internship on a cruise ship. 6 months later, she graduated and she was offered the cruise ship director position. And so she was sailing around the world after that. So, yeah, we've got a few really, really amazing success stories already in the short time that we've been there. And we're looking forward to a lot more.
And where did they find you?
Well, I came from the Four Seasons here locally. I spent the majority of my career with the Ritz-Carlton, but I spent a lot of time with the Four Seasons as well. I worked with the Boulders a little bit as well. But I was, recruited through our College of Business, and given the vision of what they wanted to create there, and then given the time to create it, and we kind of made some magic happen, we feel.
Now, was it by accident or was it intentional that your brand new workout gym is right in the same parking lot as the restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's everything. I like to think there's a little bit of a intention with everything that we do necessarily, you know. Brian Mueller, our CEO, had this vision of an amazing fitness center at our hotel. And he said, you know, if we have that, I think people will stay at our hotel just because they like to work out and live a healthy lifestyle. And I said, okay, that's not really something I've seen a lot of, you know, but we'll see if it works, Brian. And lo and behold, it worked. We've got people who travel here every week from California. And when I ask them why they stay with us, they say, the gym.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So do you, I had a question for you. Mm-hmm. Anybody can stop by, right?
Anybody can stop by. Yeah, we're open to the public. We're on Camelback in the I-17. And in fact, you're not going to find a more affordable lunch, really, or dinner option in the Valley. Like I said, I came from the Four Seasons. My chef came with me from the Four Seasons. Even a lot of my management did come from the Four Seasons. And so those are the people that we have guiding our students and, the people who are preparing your food. And so we're, like we talked about, the turkey burger with the tomato confit on there. It's not the typical food you're going to find at Camelback in the I-17, but we're trying to raise the bar a little bit in that area.
And it's pretty casual. There's games, like I see some cornhole going on
here.
Yeah,
absolutely. Real fun environment. In fact, we're going to have a cornhole tournament going on for anybody who wants to ignore the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. We like to have some fun. And we've got TVs all around, live music sometimes. Friday afternoon, we just had a GCU student who was actually playing live music during, Friday afternoon. So it was a really nice vibe over there at Canyon 49, the GCU Hotel.
And our January staycation winner is there this weekend.
Yeah,
on campus
so
now.
Yeah, so I should be there making sure it goes well, right?
How does that work with our Sanderson Ford, Romy?
It was a short drive.
Pick it up and drive 5 miles.
Yeah. Just get on Grand and come down a few, get off on Camelback and head over. It was, I think, like a 3 or 4 mile distance between the two.
Well, hopefully, it takes some day trips. Hopefully, take a hike or a drive, scenic drive.
Yeah, probably heading to Canyon 49 for some breakfast here any minute.
Are you guys open for all three meals?
We're open all three meals, 365 days a year.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, Romy's the only one that's gotten to experience it because it was on his way, so we'll have to make sure it's on our way sometime
soon.
Yeah,
please do. We'd love to see you.
And you were making a point earlier that this school that y'all are doing the hospitality side of things, the strength of the curriculum isn't something you may have been able to pass.
Well, I'm not sure I was going to admit that on air, but yeah, coming out of high school.
I hope your kids aren't listening.
Right, yeah. Coming out of high school, I mean, I didn't have the best grades, you know, and it's maybe one of the reasons I pursued this industry. I mean, who knows, you know? I loved waiting tables and bartending all through college, and when I graduated from college, I said, hey, that was kind of fun. I don't want to stop that, you know? The academic rigor at Grand Canyon University is, you know, the bar is set very high, and we graduate a high caliber of student, and so that's not going to change just because hospitality is coming into the mix, right? So our students in hospitality actually graduate with a degree in business with an emphasis in hospitality management, and with all the amazing resorts here in the Valley, I've been really fortunate to pull in some amazing instructors who are still working in the industry and able to bring relevant current examples into the classroom and let our students work on those sorts of things. And, it sure makes a difference when you're talking about, current tourist trends and, not reading something out of a book that was done 15 years ago. And then really beyond that, having all the resorts here in the Valley for them to actually work at and gain experience at is very important as well.
Taking a zoom back here, just we had talked about the fact that Grand Canyon has people from everywhere, out of state, in state, every part of the state, and just the outreach you've done in your own community. Can we talk about that program?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of the really heartwarming things that I see at GCU every day is the group of students who really walk from the neighborhoods onto our campus and are earning their degrees there. A lot of them are born immigrant from immigrant families, and we have a program called our Students Inspiring Students Program, and these students have been given scholarships to Grand Canyon University, and really the only thing they have to do to repay that scholarship is they have to be willing to tutor and mentor incoming high school students as part of that Students Inspiring Students program, who will then turn into college students and one day be mentoring incoming high school students again. So it's a very, very good ongoing program that we have initiated at the university.
That's great. That's a great program.
Yeah, we've actually, I mentioned a little bit about the spring training facility that we run for the Brewers. We've actually created one of our learning labs in that facility as well. The Brewers and the City of Phoenix were nice enough to give us a little space. So we've actually got students over there at that Maryvale ballpark, tutoring and mentoring high school students throughout the year when that stadium's not in use.
Wow.
How many people attend Grand Canyon?
Well, we've got just about 22,000 on our Grand Campus right now, which is intimidating when I think about it.
Nobody would have guessed that.
Right,
that
yeah.
High of a number.
We've got, I think about 85,000 online as well. It's a
big
number.
In addition to?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
100,000.
I believe we're the biggest Christian school in the world.
That's a big impact. Big vision, huh?
It is. It really is. And I complete a small piece of the puzzle. But there's a lot of people like me focusing on their individual areas, making really good things happen.
Now, what can you tell me about Jerry Colangelo and his role in all this? He, I don't know much about him, but I did get to see him speak when we were at the Thrive Conference there on campus a handful of years ago. And just from his short little question and answer thing, I thought, This guy is sharp.
Well, Jerry's a class act. I mean, that's, probably it deserves to be said first and foremost. Jerry's a gentleman. Mr. Colangelo, I apologize, is a gentleman. He's a class act. He sets the example for our students. I thought him having the name on the building meant, we might see him every once in a while. I had dinner with him my second night on the job. And, he owns a resort here in the Valley, and this hospitality program is important, I think, to him as well. He understands the need for this industry to develop professionals and really continue to grow this industry because it's an integral part of our tourism in general, especially with these, mega events and the Super Bowl and whatnot. Mr. Colangelo's always been a good source of wisdom. He works with our students closely. And, the main message that I have really heard him try and get across to our students is that there is always a time to stop, put the cell phone down, look people in the eye, and have a conversation and really establish a connection with somebody. And that's really what Mr. Colangelo, I think, tries to push more than anything with our students.
You could tell he's a very mastered speaker. And not just from the podium or to an audience, but one-on-one to the biggest of podium you could find. He could handle it all just a casual stroll in the park. He's very mastered at the art of connecting with people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I work with, Brian Mueller and even, Mr. Colangelo. There's a lot of people I wouldn't want to go on after on stage,
That would be a hard act to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Very visionary.
Yes, absolutely. And, we have a sports business degree as well at Grand Canyon University. And I think that, the amazing things that Mr. Colangelo has accomplished here in the Valley, from a sports business and a hospitality standpoint, are just so impressive. We're really fortunate to have him around.
Brett Courtwright, the Grand Canyon University Hotel Manager. We've got our featured staycation destination happening right now at your hotel.
Yeah.